So you've heard all about them, and now we get to hear from them. So we have Lucy and Chris. Hello, guys.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Hi, everyone.
It is so good to have you, honestly. So thank you for joining this episode. I'm just going to get straight into it. Lucy, tell me, how the hell did you land this placement?
Honestly beats me. I think going over Brixton over the summer, I was so worried about getting a placement, finding an internship. I was convinced I was going to be that one mythical person who never gets a role. Thankfully, that wasn't the case. And I managed to get this placement, I think, within a month, which was quite a shock to me. But yeah, obviously, over the course of Brixton, we're spending days every week going to all these different brands, companies, agencies, getting to learn about the people, all about what they do. And obviously, so many of these companies, they have partnerships with Brixton, and they're offering these internships solely for alumni and members of the course. The actual internships themselves, they're sitting right there, you know, they're right there for you to grab. You just have to go for it. I was particularly keen to do a rotational one because I really wanted to continue learning. I was quite intimidated by the idea of going straight into a more specialized role, and I really wanted to just keep learning. Brixton really sparked something there. The actual application itself, I was really intimidated by, but actually ended up being much more casual and informal and really relaxed compared to, I guess, previous interview roles, whether that's retail or sort of smaller jobs.
That's super interesting because it's like you went on a real journey, I imagine, through the Brixton experience, then going through the interview process before even getting into the role. So there's a bit of a journey to get there. Can you tell me a bit more about that sort of like niggly doubt that you had at the beginning? Like, how did you manage that?
I think that was something that it was very much side by side with me throughout the summer. Even at our graduation, I remember talking to Ali, you know, convinced that I was just such a mess. But I think getting to meet everyone, whether that's the higher level C-suite people or the junior level sort of entry roles, getting to talk to everyone, getting to see the human side of the industry really helped, because without that, it seems super unapproachable and very intimidating at first glance. But getting to actually know people and remember that so many of them are human too, a lot of them came from similar points as us.
No, that makes sense. I think as well, like as a former graduate, I definitely felt that Brixton created a support system. So throughout the process, you had people to go and talk through like your fears with, and they would help you manage it and go, yeah, the way that you think isn't going to determine what actually happens. Like, one is a bit of a fear and an anxiety, and the reality is there is a pool of opportunities that are waiting for you at the end of the process, and you basically just need to work out which ones are right for you and then go for it, and the likelihood is you'll be able to land the opportunity that you want. So I'm totally with you on that. That's super interesting. Chris, don't think that you're going anywhere, because I've got a question for you. Can you tell us how you find the right placement?
So I think in terms of looking for a placement, obviously you need to look at the things that BFS put out themselves, so they're going to have their own list of roles. Don't be afraid to branch out as well. You can also look at LinkedIn, other job sites, things like that. You can also reach out to people directly as well. So say as part of Brixton Finishing School, we met, you know, God knows how many people are across the whole 10 weeks. Naturally, you're going to connect with some of those people on LinkedIn. You can always message them and be like, hey, I really liked your agency. Do you know who I can get in contact with about, you know, perhaps working for you? So you can reach out directly. But I think one of the most important things is just knowing roughly what you want to do. You don't need to know the exact role, the exact workload, anything like that. But for example, like ideally wanted something either creative or client facing. I'm not really that good with just pure numbers and pure admin work, so I tried to stay away from those roles. But I didn't think I needed to narrow it down any further than that, to be honest. You can be quite broad when you're looking for an entry-level role. I can't speak for all recruiters or anything, but I think most of them kind of care more about your personality as opposed to exactly what you want to do. So I think as long as you come across okay and you have some semblance of an idea of what you want to do, I think you'll be okay in terms of finding something.
Those are like amazing tips that I think everyone would find really useful in terms of looking broad and starting to reach out to people and connect with people to see where those opportunities are over and above the ones that are presented to you via the experience. I suppose my one question is, do you think that the internship that you're on currently is helping you work out what the right role is for you moving forward?
I'd say definitely, especially because our internship is a rotational role. So we spend, I think it's about anywhere between, you know, 3 days to 2 weeks. Most teams it was 2 weeks. Spend 2 weeks in each department, and then you get an idea of, you know, what the department's like, what the workload is like, what, you know, turnaround time, things like that. So it's kind of good that you can basically spend some time in each department. You can, it's almost like doing a free trial with every job role in a way. Say if there was a role you were thinking about going for before, you can kind of spend 2 weeks doing it now, and then you kind of know in future that maybe it's not your thing, so you wouldn't apply for it in future, but now it is. But yeah, when I was looking for like something off of BFS, ideally I wanted a rotational one, so I'm glad I got this one because it's definitely beneficial.
I love that thought of a rotational scheme being like a free trial for multiple jobs. That's so true. Lucy, how about you? How do you think that you can find the right placement?
I completely agree with everything Chris said. Ultimately, I think you need to think what's important to you, whether that's rotational or if you're particularly interested in creative strategy, you know, account management, whatever it is, and really narrow down to, I guess, which particular industry you're interested in, whether that's media, creative, or, you know, in between. Figure that out. And then once you've got that, like Chris said, you can reach out, you can, over Brixton, you make so many contacts and you network with so many people. The options there, the abilities there, you can just reach out on LinkedIn. So easy. They want to help. People want to help you. Don't be afraid of someone turning around and just saying no. It might happen, but if that does, just move on to the next person. You know, ultimately, most people, if they know who to put you in contact with, they will. Don't be afraid to go for it, honestly.
So true. But sometimes we need a little gentle reminder of that, right? So that we can go out there and do it. Chris, what can applicants expect from their first industry internship?
Well, obviously, this is my first internship, so I, again, can't speak for everywhere. But one thing I definitely was quite surprising for me, it was quite, you know, I didn't expect it. It was almost like how sort of well you get treated. I was kind of expecting almost like internships to kind of be a little bit more old-fashioned, where it's like, okay, they kind of give you something and then everyone kind of focuses on their work. But no, everyone's like really excited to meet you. Everyone wants to know more about the course, what you want to do. So it's very welcoming as a, this is my first full-time role as well, getting into that kind of position, because you really don't expect it sometimes. You really almost expect it to be like the old-fashioned internships. That's something you can expect, really. It's just everyone to like really get on with it.
It's really good that you've been embraced by the people that you're working with. Can you see what the next steps are following this internship at Mel Metro Media?
For us, yeah, but I think it's also related to the structure of this internship specifically, where you've got the 3 months of rotating. So you do 3 months just bouncing around different teams, picking your favorite. And then after that 3 months, you could basically just pick the one you like the most or the one you're most interested in. You work there for 3 months, and I think that's almost like a good way of doing it, because you get 3 months of trying different things, 3 months of sticking with one particular thing that you quite like, and then after that you can kind of go from there. So it's almost like a really good streamlining process in a way. It really helps you kind of narrow down what it is you want to go for in future. It helps with, you know, maybe applying somewhere else or trying to get promoted here. So either way, it really helps you narrow down your options if you're struggling with that, which is something I wasn't exactly sure like what exact role I wanted to do before and after BFS in a way.
It's nice as well that you can see that there are like different pathways forward after you do this 6 months. Like, do you want to stay at Mel Metro, or do you want to find a similar role at another organization? That those paths are open to you. It feels like, even though it's narrowing down, it also is opening up in a way, which is quite cool. Lucy, can you share one piece of advice for someone searching for a structured scheme?
I think that's a bit of a difficult one, because obviously people vary. There's no kind of one bit rule for everyone. I would say don't feel intimidated, which sounds kind of stupid and obvious, I suppose. But if you're afraid to say yes to something, you're already putting on the stoppers. You've just got to go for it. In regards to keeping it structured, there are some key things that you want to make sure that the internship's doing. Make sure you're getting paid, for one. You know, if it's an unpaid, throw them out the door. We don't need that here. Ultimately, read through what they're offering, talk to the people, really get a sense of what they're offering. It might be the case they're quite flexible as well. I mean, what me and Chris are on, it's a very structured one, but also very flexible, because Chris has figured out his path quite quickly. He's out with his team. We're about halfway through and I'm still bouncing around. I'm kind of torn between three different places, but they're really open to me doing that. They don't want to put me somewhere that I don't enjoy or that I'm not 100% convinced on. So just because something's structured doesn't mean it has to be a certain way. You know, they're open to things happening, and I think the flexibility of a scheme is really key as well, because you don't want to feel forced into something that doesn't feel right.
And it makes me think, I refer to it as a structured scheme, but rotational just feels so much better, because it feels like there's movement and there's fluidity in it, and it's not rigid and it's not confined. You have the opportunity to sort of trial new things, experience experience different departments and then see where it takes you. So love that. And the same question to you, Chris.
I'd say one piece of advice if you're looking for a rotational scheme is don't worry too much about the length of each rotation or the length of the internship as a whole. Obviously ours is 6 months, which is, it's a really good time frame, it's a really good structure. But I saw others that were as long as 9 months or even a year. Some that were only as short as, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4 months. If your preference is 6 months or 9 months or whatever, don't just go for those ones, because the time flies by so quickly anyway, it's not going to feel like that long either way. I'd say focus more on what departments you're going to be with and maybe how long you're with them for. It doesn't really matter too much if you're going to 12 different departments over the course of 9 months or 12 departments over the course of 2 months. As long as it's kind of covering everything you want to in a decent capacity, you really don't need to worry too much about how long the internship is. A 2 month one could end up being more beneficial than a 9 month one anyway. So yeah, don't focus too much on length, focus more about what they cover in that time.
I think that's such solid advice. And I know that everybody is worried about job security. Like, they want to have something slightly more permanent. But there's no reason why, if you haven't done a great job during the time that you're there, that it doesn't lead to something more permanent within that business or organization, or is a springboard because you now have the experience, which is highly coveted and hard to come by. So totally with you. Guys, honestly, that was such a rich conversation. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's been lovely.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. It's great to be here.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.